up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of What's Next. I'm so excited today because we have two special guests, and we're going to be speaking about numerous things. But before I continue, first let me say thank you to my sponsors. My number one sponsor, Simpatico Real Estate, Tommy Morrison. If it wasn't for you, I would not have this platform. From the building that we're in to the equipment that we're using, all has been sponsored through Tommy Morrison and Simpatico Real Estate. So he believed in my dreams and my goals, and he went forward and allowed me to be here today. All right, so thank you again to Simpatico Real Estate. If you're looking for any type of residential or commercial real estate, look them up, Simpatico Real Estate. They're all over Florida and all over other states within the United States. Also, the Bushel Stop, all right, for all your landscaping needs. Call the Bushel Stop. Everything that you would want to have around your house, from rocks to nice palm trees, grass, everything. If you need anything to make your house look pretty, call the Bushel Stop. There are about 6 stores throughout Southeast Florida. Give them a call and they will take care of you. Okay. So again, thank you to the Bushel Stop for always sponsoring me, for believing in my dreams and my goals, and allowing me to have this platform. Okay. And as a reminder, what is What's Next? Right? What's Next is a platform that allows people of all walks of life to come on and speak about different stories that they may have had in their lives, impactful stories or just regular stories where it changed something in their minds. I'm sorry, in their lives. All right. And at the same time, we're hoping that if someone can come on this platform and have an impactful story and someone's listening, it may impact them and cause them to change their ways from whatever they may be doing, okay? So that is the whole purpose of What's Next. What's next in your life? What are you going to do next? This next second, minute, hour, month, week, etc. What are you going to do? What are your plans? And I always tell people, like, from my profession, what's your plan B, right? What's next? What are you going to do when you retire after 30 years of doing what we do? What's next for you? Are you going to wait for the last minute, or are you going to have something in place so that when the day comes and you are no longer a police officer or a first responder, what are you going to do, right? We can't wait for the last minute to decide. So I always tell them, hey, what's next in your life? So with that said, let's get down to the nitty gritty, all right? Again, what's next? It's relaxed. I want to make sure my guests are relaxed, stress-free, and we just want you guys to just speak on whatever you feel that in your heart that you may want to speak about, right? Because people are going to be listening. You drop whatever names you want to drop, and you don't have to drop any names, or you don't want to drop any names, all right? So first, let me introduce my cousin.
Hello.
My cousin Jazz, okay, and her business partner Gracie, all right? So, Jazz and Gracie, thank you so much for coming on the show today. They've been pretty busy doing their own thing. You know, they're out there hustling and grinding just like we all are. I'll let them speak on their stories here in a couple seconds, but let's get a little introduction from each one of them, okay? So, Jazz,
yes.
Where are you from?
Hello, everyone. My name is Jasmine Nieves. I am from here, West Palm Beach, Florida, born and raised. I am Lou's cousin. I have a big family. I come from 5 brothers and sisters. I'm the youngest of all of us. So you can imagine that had a lot of impact on me as who I am now, as my character. And I went from, you know, I don't want to say high school dropout, because I did graduate high school, but much later than people normally would. I graduated at 20.
Okay.
And that was like a huge, it, although it was an accomplishment, it felt almost like I didn't accomplish anything because it wasn't for people's standards, for people's expectations.
Right.
So, but I'm so very proud. I was able to graduate with the help of my lovely partner, Gracie. So if you want to go ahead and do your introduction.
Hello, everybody. My name is Gracie Gonzalez. I was born here in Florida. I'm Mexican-American.
You're good.
I want to say, like, doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. Doesn't matter what language you speak. You're born with a purpose. And every day you got to go after that purpose and impact as many people as you can in a positive way.
Okay. Now, Jazz, real quick. Can I ask why you didn't graduate from high school, you know, back then with the rest of your class?
Of course. So when I was in high school, like I said, I come from a big family. So my mom was always working 2-3 jobs at once. My dad was at home on disability. So me being the youngest of all 6, everybody already graduated high school. Everybody already did their thing and they're the adults, and me being the last one, I just felt like it was almost like my parents were tired by the time they got to me when I was in high school. So they didn't really make, you know, checking up on my grades a priority, asking me what I really want to do in life, what I want to do after high school. I didn't really have anything to look forward to. So it wasn't like, all right, I really need to get good grades because I want to be this in life. I really need to do this. For whatever reason, I wanted to be an actress. I still do. I have years of experience with acting. But as well, I didn't have that parent accountability. Like, Jasmine, are you doing? You said you wanted to do this. Are you still working on that? So it was always just like up to me to kind of motivate myself and make sure I'm doing the things that I need to be doing. But when you're a teenager, you're not really that responsible.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't want to go to school. I was already not having good grades. So I was like, you know what? I don't need to go to college to be an actor. Like, school isn't really that important until it was last minute. And then I had to figure something out. So I went from going to school at a regular high school to a charter school.
Okay.
And then even then, I was just still like, oh my goodness, like, why do I have to be here? Like, I don't like the school that I'm at, playing victim. Because at the time, I didn't know any better. I didn't have the mindset that I do now to be like, listen, the place that you are today is exactly where you got yourself. The place that you are today is a result of all the actions that you did in your life. So that's why I didn't have the full high school experience. I felt like my parents weren't really on top of me the way they should. But then at some point in your life, you need to take accountability. So I was like, all right, I graduated high school. And I still didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. So it took about like maybe 3-4 years for me to actually find something that was like, okay, I think I can actually do this. I think this is my thing, which was network marketing.
Okay. No, I think something it's that from what you just said that's very important. Just because you don't graduate or you're not in the same category as the rest of your class or peers or subordinates, doesn't mean you can't make that stuff up, you know, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's where sometimes our youth, you know, they think that, oh, I didn't graduate with my class, or I was supposed to be, I had to do this because our parents, or, you know, it was kind of like an old school thing where you had to graduate, right? You had to do this and that and the third. And then if you didn't do that, so now you're thinking you're not a successful person. You're thinking, you know, I'm a failure, right?
You're not good enough to graduate. Yeah.
Or you stop.
Yeah.
Or you just, you know, say, yeah, I'm a failure and
I don't have,
you know, fuck school. I'm never going, what do I need it for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's such a false statement, because we all know that you can bounce right back from even it says, so what, you didn't graduate with your class, but two years later, whatever, now you decide, you know what, I have a career, I think I know what I want to do now, you know, and so what, it took me a little bit of extra time, but now I know what I want to do, and one of the prerequisites is that I need to have a GED, a high school diploma, so now you go bust your bun, right, you go get your GED, and now you keep just kind of moving along with the program. So it can be done. Don't think that just because you didn't graduate high school that your life is over academically. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's such a false pretense because I see it a lot. Mm-hmm. I see it on the street. Like when I work the street, you know, and you talk to people, they'd be like, man, I didn't finish high school, you know, so I'm out here doing what I got to do to survive because there's no other opportunities. And really, it's bullshit. It's just you either you're being lazy, and because you don't want to go back to sitting in classroom, right? Who likes class? I know I don't. Shit, I know. When the classes that I've been sent through going through in my last 30 years, you know, I hated them. But at the end, is a nice result. You know, you learning something different, and then receiving the certificate to put on your resume. You know, so don't let that dig into your brain that because you didn't graduate at a certain time with a certain class, that you're a loser,
right.
You know, for lack of a better word, right. That you're a failure. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be thinking like that. You got to do it like Jazz in.
I feel like there's a saying that that goes, everything that happens to you happens for you, and I believe that or graduating under the circumstances that I did and the place and the time was happening for me because it led me into a direction where I am today in my life. So it's like, I feel like if I didn't graduate at the time, at the place that I did, I wouldn't be the person I am today and I wouldn't be in the place that I am today. Right. So I'm also very grateful for everything that has happened to me in my life, good, bad, because it literally it molded me into the person that I am today. And I'm so grateful for the person that I am today because I've overcome so much. I used to be such a negative person. I used to speak so badly to myself. I didn't show myself any self-love, any mm-hmm. self-respect. And I learned all of that through network marketing. So I just wanted to add that as well.
Good. And now explain to us a little bit more what network marketing really is.
So I just use the term network marketing as an overall explanation as what I do, because you're the profession that I'm in, you're always networking, always meeting people and connecting with them. But what I actually do is I educate people on how to invest and trade in the financial market. So a lot of people heard about crypto, heard about Forex, Bitcoin, whatever, but they don't know how to actually trade it. They don't know how to tap into it. They don't know how to get started. I wanted to get started in trading long time ago. We both have. And I actually had a friend that tried to teach us how to trade, but we were not understanding it. The math wasn't mapping for us. Okay? It was not clicking. So we just brushed it off, whatever. Until a year ago, we got introduced to this platform that educates people on how to trade, educates people on the whole history of Forex, crypto, everything you need to know. So it's like we tried to go on YouTube, different sources that weren't reliable, didn't have reliable information. So it's like, dang, I want to get into this investing thing, but is this platform legit? Like, is this real? Are they going to scam me? The platform that we're in, you're in full control of your money. You don't give your money to anybody. We just educate you on how you can trade manually yourself instead of giving your money to somebody else to trade for you.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thought like, you know, yeah, you open up an account and, you know, whatever the starting or minimum amount is, you know,
right.
I just throw a number out there, $500, you throw it out there and then, you really don't know what you're looking at. You're looking at these curves on your computer. Like it looks like a DJ.
Right,
mixer. So yeah. So, you know, I'm sure there's a lot more to know, you know, to really when you want to get involved in this.
Yeah,
For sure. I feel like we're mainly just taught how to make money, how to go to work, hustle, and just make money. But if you work for money all your life, you're going to be a slave to money.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to be ahead. Wealthy people, they don't think about their check that they're getting on Friday. They don't think about, you know, how much they made at the end of the month. They're calculating all their investments, and now they're seeing how much can this take me? How far is this investment going to take me?
Mm-hmm.
And already plotting the next investment.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know how to put your money to work for you, you're constantly going to be working for money.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting. How do you start? I mean, how do you get into that stuff?
Like Jasmine was saying, like, you need to get educated. Once you get the right information, that can literally change where, you know, your destination is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like you said, there's many people that want to invest, right? And they think that you got to go to some company and go and open up some account. But really, you just need to understand, where does this, you know, how does this market move? How can I get into the market? And then how can I benefit from getting into the market?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say is, definitely get educated in whatever market you want to get into, whether it's the crypto, whether it's the stock market, whether it's the Forex market. Forex market alone is a multi-trillion dollar market daily. So why not learn how I can get just a piece of that pie? I don't want all the trillions. I just want a piece of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, what's the hottest thing right now to do? As far as, like, if I say, hey, Gracie, I got $20,000 that I want to invest, but I don't know which one to invest in, because you just spit out like four different names, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crypto, Bitcoin, and then this and then a third. What's your suggestion? What's your advice?
Well, as you can see what's going on now, AI is taking over.
Yes.
And if you don't know about AI, then you're like way behind. So what I would recommend, and by any means am I a financial advisor, but I would recommend looking into AI trading. Put your money to work for you, where you're not manually watching it on the daily,
mm-hmm.
but you have it, you know, set up with its strategy, and it's running its course for however long you want. You can run it for 3 months and see how it performs. You can run it for a year, see how it performs. But look at your options. What strategies are, you know, conservative? What strategies are aggressive? What are their returns? What am I expecting to get out of this investment? Too many people, they just want to invest, but they don't know what they want to get out of that investment. They just
right.
want more money.
Yes.
But how much more money do you want?
Exactly.
And to get specific.
So you have to really understand, what are your wants first? Do you want to make your money work for you for just a year, and you want it to be an aggressive investment and try to get the most out of that 1 year? Or are you looking for something that's going to really compound, you know, and grow throughout the years while you're doing your day-to-day things, you know? While you do your podcast, while you travel with your wife, with your kids, like,
it's like having a savings account that grows.
Yeah, like, oh, let's not even get started with the banks. If you know how much the banks give you back on your money a year, then
like,
you'll understand, hey, I need to get educated.
What is it, like 0.0.1%?
It's not even 1%.
Right?
Let's just
that.
Say that. So once you're educated and you see that your options on what you can get on your investment, what's the return on it, and you hear from other people and their results, it kind of just gives you that push to say, you know what? I need to get out of my comfort zone. I need to learn how this thing works and how can I put it to work for me?
Because
like I said, if you're constantly going to work for money, you're just a slave to money. You're not getting ahead. And we're not in the position to get ahead while we're working for money. Our time is just taken away from us. That time, we only got what, 24
it's
hours
ticking.
In a day?
Yeah, time is ticking.
So we don't get our time back, but you can, you know, get your money back. You can lose $100 today, get $100 back tomorrow. But the day that you got today, you can't get it back tomorrow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think a lot of people are skeptical, you know, because we've all seen so many different kind of fraud schemes, right?
Absolutely.
We've all seen that. I mean,
there's so many people trying to take advantage of other people and their money.
Absolutely. So what? How do I prevent from being one of those victims? You know, like if I want to get down and say, okay, listen, I want to invest again $5,000-$10,000. How do I prevent from being a victim What are some of the things that I should be looking at as an investor to not be a victim?
Definitely, you want to make sure that you're in full custody of your money at all times. You don't want to send your money to Billy or Joe and say, hey, what can I get out of this 10,000? You know what I mean? Hey, give me 10,000, I'll give you 100,000. You know, it's not that easy.
Right.
And so you have to do your research when it comes to vetting the company or vetting, you know, whatever investor it is that you're following or you're learning from. But the main thing is getting educated. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm so confident with the company that I'm with is because we're a publicly traded company. You can't fake, you know, your financials to the IRS.
Right.
You can't fake none of that. And it's publicly knowledge. It's public knowledge. You can look it up. You can go on the website. It's there. Now, if you go and search this website this week and next week you search the same website and it's gone,
yeah.
I'm sorry to say, but that's a scam. Yeah. So, yeah, just basically, you know the right questions to ask. Am I in full control of my money? You know, there's people that think, like I said, I just want my money to work for me, and they don't ask no other questions. So they're just so focused on the end result that they're not even sure what the process is to get that end result. So definitely want to ask different people, what have your experiences been with investing? And see what mistakes they have, you know, committed so that you don't make those same mistakes. And then from the successful people that are successful traders, guys, what are you doing so that I can get some of that, you know, that success as well?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just following the right leader, understanding what it is that you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
Investments do take losses sometimes. Like, let's be
real. Of course.
You can never win all the time.
Right.
But if the return on your investment makes sense to you, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most important things that you just said, because it relates to me as a business owner, as a farms instructor, is vetting.
Mm-hmm.
To me, like, that's one of the biggest words
yeah.
that out there is vetting who you have either playing with your money or dealing with your money, or who's going to be teaching me to learn how to shoot a gun and stuff like that, you know, because a certificate is real easy to come by, you know, and anything, right? It's just making sure that person who has a certificate has the knowledge and the skills and the experience to be able to educate you on, hey, Lou, here, don't invest here. This is the way you got to do this, whatever, and go about it the right way.
Well, you said something perfect right there. It was experience. A lot of the people that got scammed, they didn't know they were getting scammed before they made that move. You know, it took that experience to say, hey, I got scammed doing this. And ever since that one experience, it just completely, you know, threw them away from that road or away from trying to actually succeed doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we
doing it again.
Yeah, doing it again.
Trying it again.
Yeah. So we can fail, you know, one time at something and give up and never understand, hey, what could have my success have been?
And I feel like that's why, sorry to cut you off,
but
that's why a lot of people think that trading and investing isn't ideal for them or isn't realistic because they've gotten scammed before and they don't know the value in it. They can't determine, okay, so are you the same trader as the one that scammed me, or how what differentiates you from my scammer? And we have the knowledge, we have the credentials, and I feel like that's why we're so confident in our company too. It's because we've been educated by professional educators. Our company has hired 45 plus professional educators to educate all of the members in our company, in our platform. And knowing that they did their background checks on the traders that they're bringing into the company already makes me feel confident and comfortable with the information that they're giving us, because our company did the work to make sure that our traders aren't scamming people.
Right.
They're doing their job right.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, for sure. It's definitely just getting in the right circle.
Mm-hmm.
The circle that has the answers to the questions that you have. Getting your questions answered, getting around more people that are familiar with it, that know how to get started, that know, you know, kind of how to guide you which way, which their next step,
you know, once you get started, okay, what's next? Mm-hmm. Do I need X amount of dollars
what's
to
next?
Start?
What's
no.
Next?
Yeah. You don't need X amount of dollars.
No pun intended.
Yeah, for next. We're just so programmed to think that it's not a industry or market that we can get into. We're intimidated by the suits and the ties and tens and thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. The wealthy can only get wealthier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the poor can only get poorer, but that's not true. That's not true. I believe you can become successful, you can become wealthy, making the right decisions and compounding those decisions for sure.
Yeah, no, you're right. You gotta have several different characteristics to be wealthy,
mm-hmm.
right? You gotta be hungry to go get that money. You gotta be able to put the time in, the work.
The
vision, right? Exactly. No, what do you say?
No risk, no reward.
No risk, no reward.
I feel
right?
like after that first scare of, man, did I get scammed or I got scammed? I don't want to try that again. But what if the next time you tried, you were successful?
Mm-hmm.
And what if that was the breakthrough that you were really looking for? It could change the complete direction of not only your life, but your family's life, you know, how you can help them.
Sure.
How you're able to
educate them,
care for them, and show them, hey, this is when I started, this is how I started, but hey, I learned all from all these mistakes. I don't want you to make the same ones.
Mm-hmm.
What can I ask, what company do you guys use?
Yeah, absolutely. So our company is called iGenius.
iGenius, okay.
And we are owned by InvestView. So we're on the stock market. You can look us up. You can search InvestView, and it'll bring everything up for you.
Hmm. Interesting. And so, again, like if I was a regular John Doe, and I watched a podcast, and I'm like, oh, let me contact Gracie or Jazz. You guys are considered what on the scale right now? Like, what's like your title?
I guess you could say we're distributors.
Okay.
So. iGenius, instead of hiring advertisements or buying advertisements to promote and advertise their company, they hired distributors to be in a position to make an income by sharing this with others.
Oh, okay.
So that's when we're tapping into the affiliate marketing side.
Yeah, and it's network marketing.
More of like word of mouth. You can go to a restaurant and say, hey guys, I went to this, you know, 5-star restaurant. It was amazing. I had a steak. whatever, and
mm-hmm.
now the next person that you're talking to is like, hey, I want to go try that steak you just
right,
had.
Right.
And so it's more of like...
That you get compensated for.
Yeah, it's, you don't get paid when you recommend that restaurant
mm-hmm.
or that movie that was good that you watched, but in this industry, you do get paid for every time that you invite somebody and they come on board with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Not everybody gets paid to recommend things, but in this time now, I feel like affiliate marketing has been growing tremendously. Now you can open up your Cash App and they say, refer a friend, get this amount. Capital One does it too. If you refer somebody to Capital One, they send you a referral bonus.
Right, yep.
So it's growing a lot. I feel like this industry is very overlooked. And so if you really wanted to get into something like this and see yourself not only changing like your mindset or like your financials, but just changing the vision of where you see yourself going.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you think of what's next, it's not just what's my next move today or what's my next move tomorrow. It's like, which direction am I pivoting? Where am I shifting to change that direction of where I'm going in?
Because
it's going to affect not only today or tomorrow, but a year down the road, right?
Yeah,
we don't realize that our decisions that we make today really affect us in
Absolutely.
The long term until we look back and we're like, man, 5 years, 10 years, 20
yeah,
years.
If I would have bought that property, you know, 15 years ago, you know, you'd be like, damn, you're sitting on gold right now.
Yeah, a lot of it.
So,
that's how a lot of people were when they seen Bitcoin go up to 70 grand, you know, the first time. And that was like, oh, okay, now I believe in it. It already did its move.
Yeah, it's too
Let's
late.
Wait for the next cycle, you know. Let's be patient. Let's get educated so we know next time it moves in that direction, how can I benefit from that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about Bitcoin, guys. It's about getting your money in check, you know.
It's about educating yourself on your spending habits, on what you're spending your money on, how much money you're spending a week on groceries, on gas, and we really educate people on these topics because if you don't know how much you're spending a week on groceries, on gas, how do you know how much money you have left over for your bills, for whatever, for an emergency?
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to think of us as educators too, because we learn everything that our platform provides, which is education in the trading markets, how to trade, how to compound your accounts so you could grow it from the initial investment that you invested. And we just really educate people so they could take their finances to the next level, because school doesn't teach you about wealth. School
Nope.
doesn't teach you about
Right.
investing, about stocks, none of that. So you go into the world thinking that the only way to be successful, like we said earlier, is to graduate, go to college, find a good job. But that nowadays, that's not the only way.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many
100%.
More opportunities
Yep.
out there. So we give people an opportunity that doesn't really have something that they want to do or doesn't really enjoy the life that they have working at their 9-to-5 because, you know, they're not making enough money or they don't have enough time with their kids. So we give people the opportunity to make more money and have more time and take control of your future, your financial future. So that's why I love what we do.
Yeah,
I would
sure.
come on this podcast and talk about it all day if I can.
No, it's good to see people that have a specific passion for a specific a category or just a specific thing that's going to be able to make you maybe some potential income in
mm-hmm.
the future.
Mm-hmm.
I like when I get that text or when I get that call and it's like, hey, I paid my light today. Or, hey, I had enough to pay for my rent today, you know. Or I put some gas in the car and I took my family here to eat. Like, those are the moments that really make it all worth it, you know. Number one thing the world struggles with, and I think you guys can agree with me, is money.
Yeah.
No matter how many jobs you're working, how many hours you're working, there's just some way that's just not enough. And money is always going to be there. It really is. It's just not in our possession at the moment that we need it, and we feel like, hey, I gotta go give more of my time. I gotta go give more of my time. But if you think about it, it's the same decisions that you're just making over and over again, and it's getting you the same results.
Mm-hmm.
So how could you expect something different to happen if you're making the same thing happen over and over based on the cycle of your decisions? So let's try something different. You know, let's put $5 away out of our check. Let's put $10 away out of our check. And at the end of the month, or at the end of 3 months, how much do I got in my pocket now? But we're just so programmed to, we get our check on Friday, Thursday we spent it.
Yep.
We got it on Friday, but
yeah,
Thursday we
exactly.
spent it.
At 100%.
So
100%.
We're just like constantly in that rat race of chasing money.
Yes.
Of like, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, I don't
yeah.
have enough. But we never take accountability of, what did I do with my last check?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do with last week's check and the week before and the week before? Yeah, we got bills to pay, but there's got to be something happening.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the same thing over and over again, or you're not keeping track of your money. You don't even know how much is coming in. You just know how much is going out.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, something that I've always done is, how much does it cost you, right? When you go to a bar, right, and you have take two drinks, what does that cost you? Throw a number out there.
Honestly, we just went out last week, and it was like
$20
a drink.
Okay.
I'm not even exaggerating. We went down to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
One drink was like 19 something, and I'm like,
yeah,
hold up.
That sounds pretty cheap for Miami.
this drink was like a half a cup, and I just, hey, whatever, $20, let's go. Keep it going.
So, all right, so think about it. This is the way I always thought about it. All right, so that cost me $20, right, for that drink. And now we have five of them, right? Say we have five of them. That's $100
yeah.
that we just had in drinks. Just you. And then you had five drinks. So that's $200 we just spent, right? So I take those $200, I put them in an envelope, and I put that in my stash. That's my stash. Because You know, it's real easy to spend $200 nowadays. It's not gonna really break you, you know. But if you're living paycheck to paycheck, it is gonna affect you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you're not living paycheck to paycheck and you can afford to grab it doesn't have to be $200, $400. You know, it could be like you said, $5-$10 to put aside. At the end of the year, you're gonna have a little bit of money that you can use it to buy, you know, some Christmas presents or treat yourself to something nice. You know, so that's just something that I always told, like my kids and that I've done myself is just always put a little stash away because you're gonna end up spending it at the club.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So why give it to somebody else when you can just put it in a little envelope, and, you know, and then put it in the bank.
And the average person won't think like that.
No.
The average person is gonna say, "Hey, how many more drinks can I have out of this?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is there enough for one more drink? Maybe. You know what I mean? Or I'll buy you a drink. They don't even have enough money to buy the drink. I'll get you next week. You know,
yeah,
I'll get you
yeah,
next
yeah,
week.
Yeah.
Go out with no money.
You can't do that.
You know, not to interrupt you guys, but I'll tell you a story. When I was young, when I was in high school, I was working for an engineer, a structural engineer in New York, and this guy was part of a group that built the Taj Mahal
mm-hmm.
in New Jersey, you know, at the Atlantic City. So we were getting paid back, I'm talking about like mid-80s, we were getting paid about $800 a week. Back then, that was a lot
mm-hmm.
of money. And come Monday, all five of us were broke because we hit every club on the weekend in the city, you know, and back then, you know, everything, like today, everything was expensive, you know, the fuel and the partying and everything that you did added up. So come Monday, like, I don't know, my dad would want to kill me because, like, I was supposed to give him money for insurance or mm-hmm. money for whatever it was. Yeah.
Responsibilities, priorities.
Right? But I was irresponsible. I didn't give none of that shit. You know, I kept it all. And I'm like, I worked hard this week, so
and
I'm going to enjoy myself.
With your parents?
Yeah, I was living with my mom and dad. You know, but it was crazy because, you know, we were actually like, we were balling. We thought
mm-hmm.
we had like a lot of money. If I think about it now, if we would have saved that money,
yeah.
invested that money, you know, if we were educated
mm-hmm.
and told, like, yo, put $40 into this account right now and don't touch it for 5 years and see what happens to it.
Yeah.
You know, you could have had, like, who knows, a couple hundred thousand dollars, or you could have been zero.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chance.
Could you imagine how much money we've already touched?
Mm-hmm.
If we like started adding from the first year that we started working to however many years we've been working, imagine how much money we've touched. And then ask yourself how much of that do you still have? That was a question that I was asked at a business presentation that I went to down in Miami last year. And that question blew me away because there was nurses in the room, there was doctors in the room, lawyers in the room, like people from all walks of life
uh-huh.
in that room, and they've got their phone out, they're calculating, like, been working for 15 years, I made about this much a week. And then when the person said, how much of that money do you still have, everybody was put their head down, they didn't even know how to respond to it. A lot of them opened up their bank accounts and were like,
yeah,
you know, it's not
reality hits.
Yeah, reality check. But we're not thinking about how much money we touch. We're not thinking about how much money we've made. We just constantly spend it. As soon as we get it, we spend it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we get it, we spend it. We see something, you know, flashy at the store,
right.
we want it.
And even when we get paid and we touch money, we're like, dang, what can I spend this on already?
Yep.
Before you're even out, you're already thinking of what you could spend it on, what you could do with it.
Yeah, we're programmed in a consumer mindset.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody that I actually learned from at an event too. His name's Daniel G. He said, if you're going to go and be a consumer, why not make a sale so that sale pays for whatever you want to consume?
Mm-hmm.
But we're just so programmed to just consume.
Yep.
I want to buy this. I want to buy that. Look at the new Gucci shoes and the PS5 and this and that. But why not make the sale where somebody else's money paid for it?
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I heard that too, I felt like that was my like pivot point. Like, I don't want to buy the things myself. I'm going to go and, you know, make the sale so that I don't have to purchase it out of my money. But instead of, you know, work that I had to do that got me that money that paid for what I wanted without it coming out of my pocket directly. So it's just those little things that start to change the way you think and the way you see money and you approach money, because we're just so consumers, you know, ready to just buy and buy and buy.
Yeah.
What and at what point in your life, you know, whether it be after high school or before high school, before you graduated, did you decide, like, this, I think this is what I want to do?
I feel like just growing up in an entrepreneur household, my mom was, she didn't finish high school. Like, that was something that we were talking about before, finishing high school and graduating and things like that. Like, I look at my mom today and I'm just, like, amazed at everything that she's accomplished without school. Mm-hmm. Like, too many people, like you said, they make that excuse, like, oh, I didn't graduate, oh, I'm a loser, I'm a nobody. But just imagine who you could be if you did believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure my mom had that one voice in her head that was like, maybe you're not good enough, you know, maybe you can't do it. But then there was that other voice that was like, you have to do it.
No.
There's no other way. You have to do it. You have your whole family counting on you. You have your kids counting on you. You have your husband counting on you. Like, you gotta make it happen.
How many siblings do you have?
I have one brother, one sister, and a stepsister and a stepbrother.
Okay. Wow. It's I think, like I said before, the hardest decision that a person can make is giving up your flow, giving up your money.
Yeah.
You know, when you try, yes, I get it, you're trying to invest it, but, you know, again, the education part is, am I investing with the right person right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me see, I'm trying to figure out, I'm not trying to trick you
like that.
I'm trying to figure out, you have, you just met me at a social event, and you have 2 minutes to sell me on a good idea that you have. What would you say to me? I kind of put you a little bit on a hot seat, but.
Like any idea, or?
You're gonna be my investor, right?
Okay.
You want me to invest in something that you have.
All right. I'll ask you how many more years do you want to keep on working?
Okay. So I would, you know, I don't want to work more than 10 years.
Okay. What is your plan to retire in the next 10 years? Let's just say, I'm just saying retire,
mm-hmm.
Okay? What is your plans? What are the steps? What are some type of decisions that you're going to make so that can happen in those 10 years? What are the plans?
I'd probably say, okay, so I've saved up. I have a couple accounts I've saved up on, you know, and yes, they haven't really made a lot of money because the bank systems are not giving us any interest, right? So
it was a real scammer.
Right? So, I would just say, listen, so I have a little bit of cheese and 3 different accounts, and I'm hoping that might take me throughout my the rest of my days in this world.
I would definitely show you how you could use the AI technology software that we have and how it could benefit you and the money that you just have sitting. If it's sitting, it's not growing.
True.
If it's just sitting in the account, it's honestly depreciating. The value of the dollar today is not the same value of the dollar that it was years ago. So we gotta come to an understanding of how can I make this grow? What's popping, what's not popping? Like, what do I need to watch out for? What do I not need to watch out for? So there's people that seen Bitcoin when it was, you know, at $3 and was like, yo, I just bought the lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was other people that was like, yo, why are you buying that? Like, what is that even worth? But it was the person that took the decision when it was $3 that became rich when it was $70,000, that the person that was too scared to put in when it was $3 looked at the person $70,000 later like, I should have made that decision, you know? And so when you hear those stories, it's almost like, I missed out. I don't want to miss out next time. How can I not miss out next time? So I would definitely look at something in the AI space, just because you don't have to do any of the hard work. The software is working for you. You just get to choose, do I want to be a conservative investor or do I want to be an aggressive investor? And test it out. Test it out for 90 days, let's say. Test it out for a year. If the results from an AI software is better than the results of the money just sitting in your bank, we're getting somewhere now.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not the end result that you want in the 10 years that you say, but we're 1 year closer to getting to that 10-year result. Because mm-hmm. the 10-year result means you don't want to be working no more.
Right.
You don't want to be giving your time for money. So how can we just put our money to work now so that 10 years from now, money's not something that I'm worried about? But not too many people are thinking those 10 moves ahead, those 5 moves ahead.
Mm-hmm.
They're just thinking just the next step. You know, yep. How can I just get out of this hole right here? What about all the holes in the future that you can't even see yet?
Well,
you're not even prepared. 9 out of 10 people today don't have not even $1,000 for an emergency. 9 out of 10 people today do not even have a savings account because they don't make enough to save money.
Right.
So it all comes down to accountability and understanding, where has all my money been? Like I asked you that question, how much money have we touched in all the years that we've worked?
Yeah.
I'm 27. I know I've touched, you know, a good amount of money, and I can tell you I don't have not even a quarter of it. But now that I came to that realization of like, yo, think about it. You're 27 years old and you don't have not even a quarter of the money that you've touched. There's a problem. And it's probably not right now where it's so critical, but let's just say 10 years from now, that problem will be very critical. So I'm always thinking of my, you know, 10-year plan as well. How long do I want to work for? And what am I going to do so I don't have to work, you know, all my life? But we're just so programmed to work until the very last day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until the day you die.
My grandpa still works. My grandma still works. My mom works. My dad works. Everybody works. But I see, you know, all of their success, and I can only imagine where they could be if they invested as well.
Yeah. You know, I ask a couple of these questions because now that I'm getting closer to retirement, you know, we have different accounts,
mm-hmm.
right? Different retirement accounts,
mm-hmm.
Or different plans. So now you're trying to figure out, all right, what was my money invested correctly? Because
mm-hmm.
you can move the money around yourself if you want to, or you can allow them to move it for you, depending on how the market is doing,
mm-hmm.
for them to put it to where like it works the best for you,
mm-hmm.
right? So now it's like, wait, it's actually backwards, really, because I should have done this 15 years ago. Not wait till now to see where how my money was going to be doing, you know. So now I just thank God it's doing well, but I'm like, damn, I should have done this a long, long time ago, and maybe I could have used some funds from here to invest into something here, where you know I could have bought some real estate or could have bought something that I can pass down to my kids or just.
Yeah. And that's our goal, really.
You know,
that's why we do what we do, so that people could avoid being in positions like that. So people could be set themselves up for the future. You know what I mean?
Set yourself up now.
Yeah.
Get ready now.
Exactly. Don't wait. And stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yes.
So that's what
that's a good that right now.
Yeah, so that's what I like to think that we're doing. We're getting ready because I'm getting close to 30. To me, that's old, okay? So I'm like,
what
I'm
did
trying
you have 50?
I'm trying to set myself up for 30 already. Little do I know I have my whole life ahead of me. But
yeah,
still,
yes.
You know,
no.
Yeah, right. But we're teaching people how to do the same. And that's, I feel like that's where the vision and the value comes from, because you're like, yo,
not many people realize this. Not many people are thinking like, okay, let's set ourselves up so that just in case, like we had to take our dog to the vet last minute, you know, for an emergency.
Yep.
Not even the regular checkups. Emergency, you have to pay like $500 just to step into the door. And luckily we had enough funds because we set ourselves up to be like, okay, we can give him the care that he needs. He's going to be okay. Super spoiled, but...
I would have been like, hey, wait right here. I'll be right back. I could never do that.
Especially people our age, you know. Yeah. A lot of people, definitely. I see a lot of my friends my age that I graduated school with just still doing the same things, just spending their money on clubs and on drinks, like you said, on entry fees or whatever. And I'm just like, let's think smarter. You know, like there's a, this isn't it. Just party on the weekends to go work your ass off for the whole week to get excited on Friday.
And do it again.
You know, I want to be excited every day of my life, not just, you know, on Friday because I know I have the freedom to do what I want. Mm-hmm. Like I always want the freedom to do what I want, when I want to do it. And I'm just so blessed to be in a position now in my life that I'm able to do that. Because a year ago, 2 years ago, that wasn't the case.
Right.
You know, I was Ubering to work and home and not having enough money to do whatever, to even step out of the house. You know what I mean? You're just like, okay, my life has come to the conclusion that my life is just working home. But now I'm very fortunate, especially to be educating other people as well.
Nice.
Yeah, if I could tell my younger self something, I'd say get educated on how you can start, you know, putting your money to work for you so that you don't have to work for it forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How often do you guys like meet, or how do you guys advertise, you know, your meetings?
Events, social media.
We also have virtual events too,
mm-hmm.
like via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can connect with different people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a very, very big team. We have a big team in Nigeria, big team in Puerto Rico, big team in Mexico, big team, you know, all over the world. And it's just amazing to know that we can connect with technology.
Mm-hmm.
We can connect through a little camera on our iPad or our cell phone and give each other each ideas and educate each other on things that maybe on their part of the, you know, of the world, they don't have access to that type of information.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, maybe there's something that they're doing over there that we don't even know over here just yet. And so we're able to piggyback off of each other's ideas, off of each other's, I like to say hunger, because everybody's hungry.
And
mm-hmm.
energy.
Everybody's hungry, everybody's energy is different. I feel like energy really connects you with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can meet somebody and you know, hey, like, I'm gonna avoid that person.
Right.
Or you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
hey, like, I really want to be friends with this person.
100%.
I love the conversation, you know, I could have just met you, but the conversation was great. And I feel like that makes me want to have another conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so each call is different. We always get different people connected from all kinds of parts of the world. And it's just amazing. You don't have to be in person. You can connect, you know, through technology as well. A lot of the people that I first connected with, I met them through social media, through the phone, and an event is what brought us together. Now I see them at the event, and I'm like, okay, now I put the name with the face, and now
right.
I met them, now I feel their energy. All right, I want to connect more with them. I want to get into that circle.
Gotcha.
And I just feel like, whoever you decide who your circle is going to really determine where you're going to go.
If somebody wanted to get a hold of one of you guys and ask more questions, how do they reach out to you? You know, is it a cell phone or is it an email?
We mainly operate through social media and then our cell phone number. So social media, we're on social media. My Instagram is It's Jasmine Nieves with a Z. So ITSJAZMYNE, my last name, NIEVS, and your Instagram.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. I am Gracie Gonzalez, or Facebook, Gracie Gonzalez. Also got TikTok, Gracie Gonzalez. It's all pretty much the same thing.
Gosh, yeah.
Or, you know, my phone number. You can reach out to my phone number. I don't mind putting it out there, 561-377-7626. We're based out of Florida. We have a big team here in Florida as well.
We really want to bring...
That's still growing.
Yeah, we want to bring more awareness to this community here, because I feel like once you impact your city, you know, it's different. Mm-hmm. These are the people that you've interacted since your childhood, you know. These
right.
are people that... It could be the person at the gas station. It could be the person at the bank. And the next time they see you, they're just, like, amazed at how much you've progressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just awesome.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I love hearing people's success stories. You know, like, you know, that's a lot of people, and we all these haters, this and that and the third. But to me, it's like, I don't even worry about haters. You know, to me, it's like, you guys talking about, and I'm listening to a success story. Like, you know, you said, that, you know, to a year ago, 2 years ago, you weren't financially where you wanted to be. Now, you're in a lot better space. So to me, that's something that someone else would want to hear, and maybe someone else would be like, I'd like to ask her maybe more questions,
yeah.
or, you know, either or, right?
Yeah.
And like, how do I get to what you guys are talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, how do I invest my money correctly?
Yeah.
So, and I'm gonna put, I'll put the names, the links to, you know, your phone number, your social media stuff. I'll put that all on the links when we get done editing this thing.
Yeah, we're very open, we're very social. Our company is based off of interactions and connecting with people and, you know, just communicating. So we're open to direct messaging, giving our number out. As you can see, just feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions, and we'll get back to you guys.
Yeah, we also have events around, you know,
yes.
around the world too. We
have
one
events.
In October, well, in September in Dallas, in October in Houston, also in Atlanta. In December, we're going to be in Vegas. In June, we'll be in Germany. We're going
nice.
International 2024. So you're going to see us international in 2024, touring the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So we enjoy what we do. We get to travel.
I love traveling, especially because I'm born and raised here in Florida and don't have much experience traveling. I just went to Atlanta for the first time, which was cool. But I love being able to travel and being able to reach new people. But I love the local meetings, the meetings that we host here in West Palm Beach with, like you said, people from our community, people from our neighborhood. Nothing beats helping somebody that was where you used to be.
Right.
Yeah. For sure.
100%, yep.
And I can't say I made it yet, but I tell you what, I'm not where I used to be.
I'm on my way.
Right.
You know?
I used to give all my time for money,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm making my money work for me. Now I got the time to do what I want, you know, take my family out if I want to, go out if I want to, travel if I want to. Really, I feel like I'm in control. I feel in control of my life. I feel like the control was taken from me, you know, based off of basic programming in school.
Right.
You don't really have control of when you get to use the bathroom, when you get to, you know, do the things that you
mm-hmm.
actually want to do or need to do. And once you have that freedom, there's nothing that can take that away.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start believing in you, I feel like there's nothing that can stop you.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was my pivot point. Once I started believing in me, I shut off everybody's negative comments. Everybody, you know, you're never gonna make it.
Right.
You used to do this. What are you doing? You know what I mean? Just go back. Go work for your parents' business and things like that. And
right.
I'm so grateful for my parents' business and everything that it's given me till this day. But that's not my dream. That's
right.
not my story. You know what I mean? And so to be in the position to have the freedom and be able to impact others with it. So
that's awesome. That's what's up right there. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to make that move.
Yeah.
I know I always said, yo, take a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta have sometimes you gotta take a leap of faith. You may invest a certain amount of money and it doesn't work, but you do it again and then it works, you know. But then again, do your homework. Do your homework on who you're investing with, and then, you know, what's their reputation, what's their record, you know, all that stuff that you guys just spoke about.
For sure.
Vet that person like you would vet anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, vet them, and then
for
if
sure.
you feel comfortable,
do it.
Jump in it, yeah. and make some of that money.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah.
But is there anything else you guys would like to say or add to the business that you're in, the networking that you're in? You know, that maybe somebody out there that's listening, you know, something that you think they would want to ask, and then you give them an answer before they even ask.
Honestly, I would say just get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your head. Stop thinking of what's the worst thing that could happen and think about what's the best thing that could happen.
There you go. There you go. So, right, guys, all right, so we're going to close it out. So we got some good information about investments, all right? And we all know they... cash rules everything around you, right? So think wisely on how you're gonna invest that money that you worked so hard for. Again, vet the investor, vet the, you know, the bank or whatever, you know. I'm not a big investing type of guy, you know. I've always kind of used the same programs that everybody else in my department has used, you know, and everybody kind of goes out with the same kind of, amount of cash, per se, you know, on paper. But, you know, again, vet them, and then if you're happy with that company or that person, then get a face-to-face. You know, it's nothing like a face-to-face meeting with someone than over the phone. You don't know who you're speaking to.
Get around the people who got the results you want.
Exactly.
That's the number one thing. I got around the people who had the results that I wanted, and I started learning, what are they doing? How are they doing it? How can I do it? Mm-hmm. And now that I know how I could do it, now I'm able to teach other people how they could do it. Because I feel like when you change somebody's financial status, meaning like they went from working a 9-to-5 to now they're working for themselves, they're their own boss, entrepreneur, they're treating their family to whatever it is that they need, and that is the greatest reward, is knowing that they're able to give the family what they need, when a 9-to-5 or a regular traditional job, you know, was taking all their time away, where they missed birthdays, where they missed holidays. Like,
right.
how many family functions have you gone to and one or two family members is missing because they're at work?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just trying to really create that freedom and really going after it, whatever you have to do to get that freedom.
Financial freedom.
That's right.
So, but all right, guys, again, thank you very much for joining us again on What's Next Podcast. Remember, the podcast that allows you, the regular person out there, right? Not the law enforcement officer, not the first responder, just a regular type of person that's out there working their 9-to-5s, who have been through something, whether an impactful story or just a story in general in your life that can possibly change someone else's lives, somebody else's life, I'm sorry. So if you'd like to be a guest, drop me an email. I'll put my phone number. Most of you guys already got it. You guys see when I post my farm destruction courses, right? It's 561-308-9653. But I'll put all of Gracie's and Jazz's information in the links below when I get done with editing. And hopefully this will be done, what's today?
Today.
Tuesday. Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday. So maybe I can have this by Friday. Friday, have it out. I'll let you guys, I'll send you the link. All right, so
awesome.
Again, thank you everybody for joining us. We appreciate it. Don't forget, hit that like button, subscribe, you know, and share with other friends.
Yes.
Right? Tell them to come check out the show and maybe they can be a part of it. Come on the show and talk about something.
What's next?
Yeah. What's next in your life?
Trading.
All right, guys, trading. All right, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it.